So in the next module, Eric Van Cutsem talked about kind of beyond really second-line therapy, and particularly the issue of the clinical integration of TAS-102 and regorafenib into therapy. And so we presented a situation of a patient who was 72 years old, RAS-mutated metastatic colorectal cancer, who got FOLFOX, Bev, and then FOLFIRI-Bev, and now has disease progression. And interestingly, the audience was split almost exactly the same number between regorafenib and TAS-102 in this situation. Although, interestingly, the faculty, other than you, unless you want to change your answer.
I will not.
You were the only one who said TAS-102. They all said regorafenib. So, you know, I guess there's no perfect answer for this question, but I am curious, again, what data we have, and why do you use TAS-102, and why do you think the faculty is using regorafenib?
Yeah, it's like great taste, less filling,
right? Exactly.
So you've got these two drugs that both have randomized phase 3 studies in approximately the same setting, the refractory colorectal population, and they both saw about the same improvement in survival with a hazard ratio of 0.8. So which do you use first and why? There's a lot of debate about this. To me personally, why I make this decision is that to me, TAS-102 is a little bit less toxic than regorafenib in my experience with it. Main toxicity, some GI toxicity, some diarrhea, but mainly hematologic with neutropenia, some thrombocytopenia, but toxicities that I can handle. The patients have seen neutropenia before. It's something that I can get on top of pretty quickly. With regorafenib, I've gotten better at using regorafenib because I started a lower dose. We still don't know if starting at a lower dose is the right thing to do. That's being tested right now. But we want tolerability and we want quality of life, particularly in the refractory setting for these patients. And so that's why I choose TAS-102 over regorafenib. I have had an argument with Axel Grothy about this. We debated it. I remember, I think it was on your stage, where Axel tends to use the regorafenib before the TAS-102 because of its toxicity profile, thinking that we should give that to the patients when they can tolerate a potentially more toxic agent and then move into the less toxic agent later, if I'm putting words into his mouth. And so that's a reasonable approach. I just tend to use the TAS-102 first.